They check in here. We have three different program assistants, so there's really never any delays.
Dr. Michael Martin gives a tour of the new 75,000 square foot clinic.
We have two psychiatrists, two psychologists, two social workers, two nurses, and then me as the administrator. We have two group rooms.
Martin is a psychologist and a clinical director of mental health services for the Atlanta VA. He says the new facility allows the Atlanta VA to serve 1,000 more veterans in its mental health caseload.
This will definitely expand our mental health access. We've hired more providers, we're doing more services, and that includes a full range of mental health services.
The expansion has been in the works since the VA acquired Fort McPherson in 2011. But it also follows two recent Inspector General reports linking three patient deaths to mismanagement in the center's mental health programs. Among the concerns were the amount of veterans waiting to receive outpatient mental health care. Martin says the new facility, which began seeing patients in July, will help alleviate those issues.
Our maximum standard set by Washington is every veteran seen within 14 days, and we are far exceeding that right now. We're getting people in really quickly.
The new center will also focus on treating veterans with substance abuse issues. Reed Petrie is the clinic's medical director for substance abuse treatment programs. He says the programs will assist the growing number of veterans from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also says it will help with homeless veterans.
The programs that we have here are specifically designed to help give coping skills, life skills. So it's a combination together to take care of all the folks that are having these issues.
By November, the facility hopes to open 40 beds where homeless veterans can stay as they receive treatment as well as housing and job assistance. It also plans to offer primary care as early as next month. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.